Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
Baldy on the roast, looking dapper as ever on Twitter at BaldyNFL. We love talking. Look at the collar. Look at the blazer. He's ready to roll here. And look, Baldy does it down. I was loving his breakdowns of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was like, damn, look at the Jaguars flying around. Look at the play offensive football. They're running the ball, throwing the ball. But let's stick with the Niners here. And Baldy, right off the rip, I'm going to play a cut from what you said back when you first joined us for this football season back in mid-August. Here's what you had to say about the 49ers losing Mike McDaniel.
I could be wrong in this, so maybe I'm misspeaking, but I think he was the highest paid assistant coach in the NFL. Like, they didn't want to lose him. They never wanted to lose him. They didn't want to lose him in Atlanta. You know, like, he knew the value of Mike. Because he's like, look, it's revenge of the nerds with Mike. Because he's willing to put 15 hours in a film room to find one motion that's going to work on Sundays that's going to take Luke Kuechly out of the mix, and you're going to run right by him. Like, his ability to see how a defense reacts, anticipate how a defense is going to react, and then you counter that reaction. Like, he just had this skill that not a lot of people have.
So I want to ask you, Baldy, right off the rip, through three games, how much are the 49ers missing Mike McDaniel? When the Dolphins are 3-0, Niners are 1-2, and they look very, very predictable on offense.
I agree. I mean, I thought they would miss him, and I think they are. It just looks very beige, this offense. You know, I mean, put a color to it. It's just flat. I think Mike McDaniels is a big loss, because what Mike does, nobody's really willing to, even if you're willing to put the time in, you don't know really what you're looking at. He just has that skill. And I thought it would, you can replace a running back coach, you can replace a run game coordinator. I mean, they get replaced all the time. But not somebody that is willing to do what Mike did. And so I thought it would show up, and look, you had one explosive run by Wilson. You're on your third running back, we understand that. One explosive run, otherwise, I mean, they were struggling to get 2 yards a carry. And so it has looked like that for much of the season so far.
You know, Baldy, it's just so many places that I want to start. Let's start with the play. You're at the 1 yard line, and I don't know if it's designated as a screen type of a play or not, but from the rip, I'm like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? Now, Shanahan has run a play action play with Trey Lance at quarterback in the preseason from his own end zone, and that's aggressive, and I know a lot of coaches would never do that, but from the rip, that play felt like it was doomed. Break down that play for us.
Well, it was a play action. I mean, you know, there's a couple things if you're going to do that type of play. I mean, there's two things that I wouldn't do if I was a coordinator. Now, obviously, Kyle's, you know, he's the real guy. But, you know, you don't run screens typically, and you don't run play action, because any kind of an offensive penalty in the end zone is a safety.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, you know, put your foot in the back of the back line. You have an offensive tackle that just grabs somebody who's getting beat, and it's a safety. Like, there's just too many danger points about a play like that. That's why most teams, like, don't even quarterback sneak from the one, just to get you some breathing room, you know, just so that what happened doesn't happen. And so, you know, Purcell, you know, beat the split him inside right there. He got pressure right up the middle. He was a hard guy to block for him all night as it was. So there wasn't great protection. But that's one of the things that you really fear. Your quarterback turns your back to the defense in that part of the field. You can't afford a mistake. And honestly, the safety was better than throwing the interception and the pick six that Bradley Chubb had. So it's like, pick your poison. Would you rather give up 6 points or give up, you know, 2 points and then the ultimate field goal? A 5-point play for the most part.
Well, and so obviously we can.
And they lost Trent Williams on that play.
Well, that's where I want to go. Like, obviously we can rip the quarterback. He's got to know where he's at on the field. The coach, why are you calling that? You lose Trent Williams. That play felt like it changed the game completely. Obviously the momentum of the safety, but then Jalen Moore comes in and he can't guard nobody. And they're just searching right now. How big of a loss is the Trent Williams one? Because I just don't know how they're going to be able to operate.
Well, you know, even if they're, you know, they're a left-handed team, they like to run to the left because Trent's there.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you just never know, like, how many different people he can eliminate on any given play just because of the style of play. But even when they cut back, even when they run to the right, I mean, Trent's ability to just take guys out of the picture on the backside opens up cutback lanes. So, and then, you know, if you're down there on the goal line, you want to try something like that. At least if you have Trent, you know, on a play, like, you feel a little bit better about turning your back to the defense if he's kind of anchoring your left side. I mean, he's the highest graded offensive lineman in the league last year. You know, like, there's no backup now. So right. Jalen Moore comes in and another play action pass, which I didn't agree with him out there. And Randy Gregory, their best pass rusher, beats him cleanly. So now you put McKivitz in there. Now you're on your third tackle. Like, it's just, you know, I mean, every step, you just kind of, you just weaken the group up front that was already trying to find their feet and trying to come together as a group with three new starters in there right now.
Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game joins us every single Tuesday at 7:30. And we love Baldy because he breaks it down better than anybody out there. You talking about the decision-making of Kyle Shanahan, the play-action passes. And we've questioned the decision-making since he started with Trey Lance to start the season and some of the plays that he ran with Trey Lance. But I want to get to Jimmy Garoppolo because he is a veteran. And last week, Baldy, when he replaced Trey Lance after he suffered the broken ankle, Jimmy said after the game, you know, it was like riding a bike. I felt comfortable. The players felt comfortable. Huddle felt comfortable. This week it was, you know, not having training camp and OTAs and, you know, I'm not really in game shape. We don't really want to hear that. But what about the decision-making of Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback for a veteran? I saw a guy look like a rookie out there on Sunday Night Football.
Well, I mean, when you can't convert a third down like they did until, I don't know, maybe the second to last drive, I mean, that's a bad. That's bad offense, period. Now, it was a bad offensive performance all night. But, you know, it always falls on the quarterback. I mean, it's the reason why they're the highest paid people on the field. Quarterback has to make decisions. The offense has to move. You have to fix things. Like, even if the play isn't right, like, you've got to make it work. Your decision-making, your accuracy, what you do with the football in your hands is why we basically watch the game. I mean, if you get backup scrub quarterbacks, it's unwatchable football in this league. You know, I mean, so you saw it last night to a degree, you know, from the Giants. I mean, your quarterback running around scrambling isn't offense.
No.
Like, you know, you might get first downs, but it's not offense. The offense, the quarterback's job is to get the ball to your wide receivers. They're the second highest paid players. They're playmakers. You got to get the ball to them. Like, even when it's 11-10 in the bottom of the ninth, you know, with 2.5 minutes to go in the game, like, just go down. You're at midfield. Go, it's first down. You can't throw the ball where he threw the ball in the middle of the field like that. Like, he knows that. Now, the left tackle, like, they couldn't pick up a Josie Jewell blitz to save their life all game long.
I saw your breakdown. 3-for-3.
Like, I mean, the guy struck gold on three basic blitzes. I mean, they just picked him apart. Like, you can't let that happen. So, but you can't throw the ball in the middle of the field. Like, throwing the ball in the middle of the field in a crowd is you get done exactly what happens. The ball gets picked. Could have been picked a couple more times. Like, every time, I mean, as a fan, you guys, and me too, you see a ball tipped in the middle of the field, the first thing you think of, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Bad play. Interception. Mm-hmm. Like, almost always. So that's why some guys don't throw the ball in the middle of the field, you know, unless they have a wide open target. Like, don't throw the ball outside the numbers, all that. They won't even try it because of all the different hands that are in the way sometimes.
You know, Baldy, I'm watching Jimmy G the other night, and I'm saying, God, he just can't see the field. And it's like the decision making. It's just, it's so erratic. And we do all these like winner attributes. He's a winner. He wins games. And like, to me, the thing that we always talk about, he's physically limited. What about his mental makeup? What about his decision-making on the field? For someone who's played as long as he has in this system, am I right to say, like, what is he thinking out there? How are they not getting the ball to some of these playmakers? Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, like, they got guys out there, and yet I feel consistently the defense is two steps ahead of him.
Well, I mean, you just go back to the last interception. I mean, that interception, like, I've seen, like, I was just in Tampa this weekend, Brady and Rodgers going at it. Okay, the ultimate decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw, like, that was the first down throw that Jimmy had intercepted at the 47-yard line. Like, I saw both Brady and Rodgers, when there wasn't something there, just throw the ball on the ground. Like, literally, I'll go to second down, I'll throw it into the seats. Like, I'm not forcing the ball. If that's the only place I got to go right now, I'll throw the ball into the ground and I'll go to second down. And I felt like sometimes that's the best thing to do, is just throw the ball away and go to the next down.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, this has been going on now for a while, not just this, since George came back this week. But, like, I just don't feel like they call his number and they have plays for George.
Yeah.
Like, what am I looking at, Joe? Like, I just don't see. I see these tight ends in the league.
Thank you, right. Baldy.
I mean, it
Thank
starts
you,
with Baldy. Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Like, I see these guys, and they're calling plays that everybody can watch. Clear outs, 3x1, flex them, in motion, delay, tight end delays. Like, I see these plays for tight ends around the league. Now, you made him the highest paid tight end for a day in the whole league, and I don't feel like they use them at all.
I'm totally with you, and it drives me kind of crazy, to be quite frank. I'd love to see him use more in the red zone, and just in general more. But, like, the big counter-argument is, he's such a great blocker, and, they don't have great protection, so you have to keep him in. And I'm like, I understand there's a balancing act here. He just doesn't get targeted enough for me. Like, they don't run specific plays to free him up because he is a mismatch nightmare.
When you know teams are in man coverage and you get them into man coverage, whether it's first down and they got the safety down to try to stop the run, whatever, and you're in man coverage, like, you got to call plays for George. You just do. Like, he's too good with the ball in his hands after the catch. I don't care if it's rub routes. I don't care if it's delays. I don't care if it's tight end screens. Like, I just feel like even though he was, active and healthy last week, I understand the injury. But, like, he seemed like he was just invisible.
Yeah.
But it's not just last week. I felt like that for much of the season last year. And really, since he set the receiving record for, yardage record by a tight end, I felt like they've kind of just gone away from him.
Yep.
And it's not because there's Ayuk and Debo. They get their targets. Look, Patrick Surtain threw a blanket over, Ayuk. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's that good. All right, so if you know that, well, where's Kittle? All right, if Surtain can, like, just basically blanket your ex receiver out there, then, like, let's start calling some plays for Kittle. I just feel, and I know George's a team player and never say anything, but it seems like they're not taking advantage of a good player.
Yeah, no doubt. And I got some numbers here for Kittle just on Sunday, Baldy. 51 of 56 snaps. 51 of 56 snaps, he lined up on the line of scrimmage next to a tackle 38 times. He was only in the slot 8 times, lined out wide 4 times, once in the backfield. That's not enough. You got to move him around here. Like, I saw your breakdown with Kyle Pitts. He's in the slot running wheel routes and mossing guys down the sideline. We want to see that from George Kittle. And then we want to see a little more from Debo. Shanahan talked about how teams are stuffing Debo in the run game. They look predictable, and they've got to make an adjustment. The cat's out the bag. The cat's out of the hat, right? Everybody knows when Debo is freaking in the backfield, it's a run play. How do they get more creative with getting number 19 the ball instead of just at the line of scrimmage on either smoke routes, wide receiver screens, or just straight-up handoffs?
Well, it would help if they could keep running backs healthy. So, Mason gets a carry, goes 7 yards. Like, I mean, I just think you got to get some healthy running backs so you're not putting him in that position where he is so predictable. And it can kind of change up, put him back there, but still throw the ball, have different formations with him and a running back in the backfield, him and Juice in the backfield. I mean, various combinations where it's not so predictable. And then they just got to do a better job blocking up front. But you're right. I mean, if I'm defending the 49ers and I see Debo back there, like, I got every alert in the world going. You know, the ball's going to 19. Mm-hmm. I got it. All right, we're going to treat him like a running back. We're going to, you know, we'll be in our gaps. We'll be gap sound, and we're not going to let him get these splits and hits that we saw him get through the second half of the season last year.
I'm going to ask you about the defense, Baldy, because they are playing lights out, and we should be spending more time talking about Hufanga, Fred Warner Jr., Drake Greenlaw, this defensive
Drake
line.
Drake Jackson's first sack.
His first sack. Kinlaw's playing well. Gibbons playing well. Bosa's Bosa. The two corners on the outside, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want DeMeco Ryans leaving after the season because he's got these guys humming, Baldy.
They're as good as anybody in this league, and I just saw Tampa. They're awesome. Mm. Green Bay is very good. Philadelphia's playing lights out. Good defense, right? There's a lot of teams that are playing. The defense is way ahead of the offenses in this whole league right now. But the 49ers, when I watch them, I don't think there's a faster defense in the league. I mean, their speed at linebacker is second to none. There might be a faster linebacker than Fred Warner, but nobody reads a play faster than Fred. Mm. You watch them on the defensive line right now, like they are chasing everything down. Mm. They are so good. They've given up one touchdown in 2 weeks right now. And really, the only time that they have really gotten beat, and it started in Chicago, is when they go up against a quarterback like Fields or Russell, where they hold the ball for 5 or 6 seconds, and they kind of take a nap. You know, when the guy's just kind of running around out there. That's how that receiver, what was the kid's name?
Hinton, number nine.
Yeah.
That kid Hint, like Emmanuel Mosley kind of went to sleep a little bit. Russell's out there running around, and they got a 27-yard play on that drive that they end up scoring on. That's how Dante Pettis scored against Chicago. Like, the only time they have broken down is when these quarterbacks extend the play for a long time. And then they kind of blink. They don't plaster the receivers. And that's how these plays have happened. Other than that, and it's happened 3 or 4 times this year, other than that, they're as good as anybody in this league.
Baldy, on your way out the door, what's the identity of this offense? Like, this year, if you were just looking at it through 3 games, like, because I know we want to run the ball. I feel like they got a couple of chunk plays and then a whole lot of nothing. Like, what's the identity of this offense right now?
I think the identity of the offense is their defense, just giving them good field position and getting the ball back to them.
Wow.
I mean, you think about this. Just on 12, they had like 15 possessions. But on 12 possessions on Sunday night, they had a first down or less. One or fewer first downs on 12 possessions.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So if you ask him, what's the identity? The identity is, you know, you fumble the ball at midfield on a quarterback center exchange, the most basic play in football, and the defense gets you the ball back in 3 plays. Like, their identity right now is their defense. If the defense takes the ball away, forces a punt, like they've been doing for 3 straight games in a row, that's when the offense is basically feasting. Other than that, I can't give it to you, Joe.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Real quick, Baldy, before we get you out of here, Monday Night Football, Rams, Niners, rematch of the NFC Championship game. People have kind of fallen asleep on the Rams after they got blown out by Buffalo in the season opener. Got back-to-back wins. Held on for dear life against Atlanta. Atlanta's a sneaky team. And then, of course, beating the Cardinals down in Glendale, Arizona. Where are the Rams at right now? How are they looking to you over the last 2 weeks?
They got flaws. I mean, they're not great right now. But they went through a dip in the middle of the season last year where they, you know, they didn't get a win for a month. They lost 3 games, had a bye week. They didn't win a game in a month. And they came out of it. But the one thing I think you can count on, and this is just who he is, like, Stafford's going to give you 2. Now, they had the ball on the ground all day the other day. They couldn't recover a fumble. Like, the ball's just dribbling in front of them. They couldn't get it. There are going to be opportunities for loose balls and interceptions, and they have to be, they have to take advantage of it. You know, it's like watching the Warriors play basketball. Mm. Like, if there's a loose ball, the Warriors get the ball. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more than, you know, just, you know, Steph hitting threes. It's more than fast breaks. The ball's on the ground, the Warriors get the ball. Mm-hmm. And if I was the 49ers and I was, you know, coaching that team, I would show them Golden State Warrior clips of them getting every single loose ball and keeping balls alive. Like, because it's the same thing. The ball's on the ground. It's your ball. Like, get it. Recover it. Like, and so Stafford's going to give you 2. You've got to catch it. You know, and so that's how the game is going to flip, and that's how they win the game.
Baldy, I'm now envisioning you, me, and Bonte courtside with Bob Myers going to a Warrior game when the NFL season is over, and I want Baldy to do some Baldy breakdowns on Draymond Green's pregame routine.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll do that. And I'll break down every single shot in pregame from Steph because I've been watching it now for a decade.
Oh man,
like nobody takes as many shots in a pregame than Steph Curry does.
Oh man,
from every angle, I've seen him off the court.
Yes,
hitting balls from behind the backboard.
Yeah,
oh, he's unreal. And the Champs are back. They had day on Sunday. We got to make that happen.
I'll make the special trip.
I know.
I'd do that in a second.
House of Primary.
You know, I love. You know what? I love to ask you, Baldy, because I know you're in Tallahassee. See him on those last week. Snuff out Boston College. You're in Tampa Bay. Where are you at this weekend? Where's the double dip happening?
I'm right in Vegas this weekend. Ooh. Denver and the Raiders. Raiders desperate. If they go to 0-4, I mean, just bury them. You know, just put them in. Just put them in the crypt. So they're trying to dig themselves out. Max Crosby and company. The quarterback's got to get a little tougher in the pocket, man. He's just got to stay in there.
No doubt. No doubt. That's a big one. Good. Our technical producer, Joe Spinotti's a big Raider fan. He's depressed right
now.
He's ready to fire everybody.
Yeah.
He's ready to fire everybody, Baldy.
I understand. The relationship between Carr and Josh isn't off to a great start right now.
No doubt. Baldy, you're the best, man. We always love your breakdowns.
See you
again next Tuesday.
Have a good one.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.